actually have two readings. The first is from Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and the intentions of the heart. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. And then from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 13 through 17, it says, therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we hear about a sword. You see that sword up there? Whoa, that's pretty cool. I don't know, has anybody ever had a sword, held a sword, picked one up, right? Maybe. Yeah, a couple of you, adults, right? My wife many years ago went overseas to Europe, to Spain, and while she was there, for some reason, she bought a sword. And so we had that in our house for a while. It wasn't sharp. It was, you know, just the way they sell them, kind of as, it's a real sword, but it's not meant to hurt anybody, right? It's meant to be pretty, beautiful, right? Okay, so we had that sword. Wow, that's really, and I started, most of the time it sat on the shelf. It just looked nice in the house. But every once in a while I would, a couple of times, I picked it up and thought to myself, what would it be like to be in a sword fight? Right? And so, you know, you see them on the movies or the TV shows, people, right? The sword play, right? And so I pick up this sword and I start to kind of lift it up and I realize this thing's really heavy. It's actually kind of hard to lift it even. I'm not, you know, super strong, but still, you know, it seems like it should be easier than this. I guess probably I would need some practice. And then I start to think, like, what would it be like to swing it? And I think, boy, this is difficult, right? I'm not really equipped for this. And what I realize is that in order to use a sword, I would have to train. I would have to learn how to use it. I'd have to practice and practice and practice over and over and over again. Otherwise, I would pick up that sword and try to defend myself, and I'd probably hurt myself instead, right? It's not going to work. Now, it's interesting that God uses the image of the sword to talk to us about his word. He says, my word is like a sword. So this picture shows not only a sword, but it also shows underneath that sword a Bible, to remind us that this is the image. The word of God is like a sword. Well, what does that mean? Well, it means that God's word is an effective tool that protects us from evil and also enables us to go to battle against things that are not true and not good and not right in our world. But Just like you need practice to use a sword well, you need training and practice to use God's word. What I mean by that is not that you all have to be theologians, pastors, go to school so much that you learn it, but you do need to know God's word. It's not enough to have, say, for instance, a Bible and say, you know, this is it, I've got a Bible, I'm ready to go, and never have opened it, and never have read it, right? What you need is daily practice. Practice in hearing God's word, and practice in using God's word with the help of God to stand against the devil, to know the truth, to fight for the truth for your own sake, and for the sake of others. And so that's what we're doing this year, right? We're learning God's word. We're learning, for instance, the answer to the question, how did everything begin? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1:1. Now, we might say to ourselves, well, yeah, everybody knows that. But the truth is, in this life, other people will tell you another answer to that question, a false answer. They'll say, well, there is no God, and this world came to be just by a random chance. And that's the devil fighting with you. That's the devil telling you something that's not true. But you, having heard and memorized God's word, now you have something to defend yourself and say, no, that's not true that the world came as a result of random chance. But instead, what's true is this. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And now I'm equipped to use God's word in this way. Dear children of God, what I want for you is I want you to know God's word very well. I never, ever, it's never, ever my desire that somebody would come to Faith Lutheran School or to Faith Lutheran Church and afterwards say, well, I don't really know the Bible that well. No! You should know the Bible really well. You should be able to say, well, yeah, I know all about Adam and Eve and Cain and Abel and Noah and Moses, and I know about David, and I know about Solomon, and I know about the prophets, and most of all, I know about Jesus. And I have the Ten Commandments in my heart. I know what God's law is. I know what he says. You shall have no other gods. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Right? I would know these laws. And by knowing these laws, I would know this, that I am not perfect. I sin against God and against my neighbor. And that would send me right there to Jesus, to his cross. So I want you to know about Christmas. Not just Christmas like the world celebrates Christmas with snowmen and Santa Claus and jingle bells. No, I want you to know the miracle of Christmas. That though you sin against God, yet God sent his son Jesus to die for you, to become one of us. That he would bear our sins and be our Savior. And not only that, I want you to know about Easter. Again, not Easter like the world celebrates it with rabbits and eggs, but Easter as in the miracle that although Jesus died, yet he rose again. And because he rose, he defeated death and the devil, and we too will live with him forever and ever. And so throughout this year, it is our goal, our plan, our joy to learn God's word, to learn it very well, so that we are ready, with the help of God, to face whatever things the devil tries to throw at us. And we will say, no, no, devil, you're wrong. While it's true that I'm a sinner, it's also true that I am saved by the grace of God through Jesus who died for me and rose again to give me life. Amen. We're going to skip the Te Deum and go straight into our prayers. And we'll do the Lord's Prayer. We'll stand to pray. And we're just going to speak the Lord's Prayer. We say together, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O Almighty God, we thank you for your word, which is the sword of the Spirit. Give us ears to hear and hearts to believe everything you teach us, that we would be rooted in Christ today and always. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.